Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
That was a stupid question, Tiny. Stupid.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Not as stupid as your rotations.
I have no idea.
Steve's love Steve Kerr.
So do I.
Well,
I liked him on the Bulls, Arizona. Dude won a chip in his first year, man.
As a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's talking about stability today. They don't, you know, great teams have to have stability.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have it, you're not going to be a good team.
Right.
Where's about stability? But, so, you know.
So is our show.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. all right. We got Matty Barrows coming up. By the way, let me take credit for the mistake before the break. So, I don't know what happened. Okay. So we break every day. Every day at 10:42.
Yeah, go ahead.
Every day at 10:42. For whatever reason, I look at the clock and it was 10:40.
Right. You choked.
And something must have just registered that it was 10:42 because I start going to break and Evan goes, what are you doing? No. And I was thinking, well, I know we got Barrows at 11, so does he want us to push the clock back?
Well, it's not us, it's
a segment.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm just going to go to break. And Evan came in and he goes, you know, we break at 42. And I'm like, I know. And I look and it's 41.
But he gave you a look. I call it the baby Dibs look because we used to have a show, you, me, and Dibley. And he had a way of looking at you.
We got a boxer. And we got a text from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 925. Shout out to Steiny for winning this morning on Sarah and Vinny.
Stop it.
Thank you very much.
Well, I blew the break yesterday. I thought we were breaking at 56. We break at 12
Dude,
every
didn't
single
talk
time.
About that.
That was right in the middle.
I was mad at you because you took some shots at me. But other than that, I was like, what's Evan doing?
Let's
go. Steiny moment.
Yes, it happens. It happens. It only happens half as much for him because he's half as old as me. Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco.
D.
Speak on this, Dennis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, but
how's it going, guys?
Tell people how it is.
Well, I got my opinion just like every other fan, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like when I call here, I feel like when I call, I keep repeating myself, you know, it's like, you know, and that repeating myself would be, I don't know how anybody thought at the beginning of the year that these guys would be relevant or not. Because they're old. And they signed an old guy to play center, and now he can't play. And Melton, how long has Melton been back? 4 games?
Something like that,
you know,
yeah.
Whatever it is he's played. You know, but anyway, so, you know, but when I look at it, I go, okay, what can we think of that's positive about the Warriors right now? There's no, I can't think of anything that's positive. And in the beginning of the year, they played well. And Kuminga was playing very well for the first, 7 or 8 games, whatever it was. And then I noticed his play started to dip a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then he was out because of tendonitis in the knees. Well, you know, if I'm looking at this team for the first time, if I just showed up in the Bay Area and I looked at this team for the first time, I'd wonder, hey, what happened to that kid that was playing so well in the beginning of the year that was helping them win?
Yeah.
And after the seven or eight games, I was looking at the stats. He was averaging 17 points and seven rebounds a game. And then the other night we were playing against Minnesota without Anthony Edwards. Oh. We lose. No Kuminga. Kuminga had a great series against those guys in the playoffs. Why didn't he at least get some time? Why didn't Kerr put him in the game to see if he could help the team?
Hello?
That's what I don't understand.
I'm with you, D.
And the same thing in Portland. You know, same thing in Portland. Portland can't beat anybody, but they beat the Warriors three times, I think, right?
Yeah.
And you got these guys, you got this guy sitting on the bench who we know can score. We've seen it with our own eyes. Now, I thought that during the summer that they would have traded him. They would have been doing themselves a favor. They'd have been doing that kid a favor to have traded him, because, you know, Kerr can say whatever he wants, but I'm getting tired of listening to him. You know what I mean? Because it's the same old BS. I think there's BS is coming out of his mouth. And I like Steve Kerr a lot. I'm a Steve Kerr fan, but I don't like what's happens with this team. And I don't like his, he said years ago, he still thought that Steph, Clay, and Draymond had a lot left in the tank. Well, there's only one of those guys that had stuff left in the tank, and that was Curry. And I never liked the saying, we want to maximize Steph championship window. How many other guys are on the team besides Steph Curry? This is a team. This isn't about one individual. You know,
I agree.
They made their own bed. They made their own bed, and now us as fans, we have to consume this garbage that we see on the court. You know, because they had with such smart guys that they are, how could they make so many stupid moves?
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate
Happy
the call.
Holidays, buddy.
As the only thing, you know, when you're talking about Kuminga not playing, I gotta lump him in with. Neither did Seth Curry, Peyton, or Will Richard.
Yeah.
So that tells me maybe in the last three or four games, Kerr's decided that the only way he can go about this is designating three or four guys who just won't play on a given night because he doesn't want all these choices with all these players that he thinks are all about the same skill level.
Well,
so he's picked a few now, I think.
And I don't like that if you're right. But, Steiny, I don't want to be Martin Luther King or Aaron Brockovich to Jonathan Kuminga. I'm watching this team devoid of size and athleticism. Why does it feel like Kuminga's the only one that has this super-duper standard? I know he has not played well. He's not the only one that has not played well. Draymond has not played well. Why is this dude a bump on a pickle when you're going up against? He's not in that category, Steiny, his worst day. When you talk about Seth Curry, who are the other three you mentioned? He's
Kuminga,
not that.
Seth Curry, Peyton, and Will
Richard. He's not in that. Kuminga's better than that.
Well, Will Richard's been playing better than him, he's not playing.
Okay, but this Kuminga thing is different. And he's not making 25 M's for him just to sit on the bench. It's just natural to look at this Warrior team to you to watch this team. Kuminga can. He's got size. Why is this mythical the cloud he has to hit in regard to perfection? He should never, with this iteration of the Warriors, be a not DNP. He can play bad, just like the rest of them. Why is he not playing? Well, I don't get it. I don't.
Why didn't Richard play the last two or three games?
He's not Richard. Richard's a rookie. Yeah. Kuminga's done something in this league.
What?
I'm good now.
Well,
I'm good now. Like, Steiny, I'm not telling you I wear Kuminga underwear. I know he's imperfect. So is this roster. They're not good enough to tell him you can't play. So that's why I brought up the P word, and I know it's not really personal, but it seems personal. Why can this dude ill afford to play bad, but others get to play through it? We're not tall enough.
I disagree with
that. We're not athletic enough, and we don't play above the rim. He checks all those boxes on a good day. But to go out each night and continue to lose and look at Jonathan Kuminga in his sweats, that's negligence.
No, it's not.
To you.
I mean, again,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen, I don't think Kuminga's useless.
I'm good now.
But we are, we're putting too many eggs in his basket. We just are.
I mean,
we just are.
But he's an egg not going in the basket.
But he's a broken egg already.
See?
He just is. You know, for like, I get what you're saying. He's not Richard. He's not Peyton.
Yeah.
But who is he? Like, who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? He doesn't think he's those guys either. He thinks he's better than Pods. He thinks he's listen to this.
Give it to him.
Tim Kawakami. And this is what I want to get at after, you know, later on in the show. Actually, you know what? I'll wait on it. Let's go to...
he had me juice.
Let's go to Jada in East Palo Alto. Hey, Jada. How you doing?
All right. What's going on?
What's up, Jay? What's up?
By the way, we got real quick, Jada, we got Matt Barrows coming up in 5 minutes. We'll do some Niners, then get back to the Dubs. But Jada, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. So I'm always going to defend Steve Kerr. Right. So, but in relation to what you said right now, Gu, about Jonathan Kuminga, I get it. Just like Sonny just said, I get it. He does have a little bit more cachet than the rookie because he's more of a veteran. But
okay.
You said that he done some stuff in the league. Jonathan Kuminga hasn't done anything. In the grand scheme of things, he deserves a little. He got a little more cachet because he's what, fourth or fifth year. But I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, he hadn't done anything in the league. You know what I'm saying? But what I wanted to say, this is what I wanted to say about Steve Kerr. So. It's not about going at the callers and stuff like that, but one of the previous callers mentioned how, you know, Steve Kerr gets a pass and how, you know, he doesn't, you know, and how, he got four rings, but it's because of the fact that look at the players he has, Steph Curry and Clay and Draymond and KD and stuff like that. For me, that's not a good argument to make. The reason why to me that's not a good argument is because we can look at the history of the NBA. Every head coach that has multiple championships, they all have had great, all-time great Pantheon players, all of them. We look at Phil Jackson, we already know who he had. We can go Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Shaq O'Neal. We can go to Pat Riley. He had Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Dwayne Wade. Okay, we can go to Greg Popovich. He had Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. So, let's not act like Steve Kerr is the only coach in NBA history that has had great players playing up. If you have multiple championships, two, three, four, or more as a head coach, you've had great players. Mm. So let's not act like Steve Kerr is the only one. And the other thing I wanted to say is that yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, a caller said that, you know, Steve Kerr doesn't he doesn't get a pass for the things that he's done in the past as far as, like, you know, winning four championships. It's about right now. So it is about right now, but I'm sorry, I disagree with that. You do get a pass. When you win championships, when you win multiple championships, I'm sorry, you get a pass. Mm. Like that's what true. Comes with winning multiple championships.
All right, Jada, we got to run, but you're the man. By the way, super chat from D Adams 44. Okay. I spent $5 to ask, no plead, to spend a little more talking about a playoff contending Niners team. Okay, we're going to go to Matt Barrows momentarily. How about that in your face?
Yeah, Matty, our guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big game Monday.
Yeah.
Big game tomorrow for the Niners, too.
Big game tomorrow.
Rams,
yeah. Got to tell you what, Ross Tucker.
Incredible. I love him.
Ross Tucker brought something up yesterday that I hadn't thought about, but that game tomorrow is too important
right.
for a regular season game. You know what I mean?
I said that.
No, Ross Tucker said that. You know why? He was insightful. All right. Let's welcome in Matt Barrows. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the... All right, you said it.
Yeah.
Appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys.
Sweet. Let me start out by with this question now that the Niners are 10-4 and we're heading to the stretch of games that we kind of pointed at. But if I were to ask you what the most surprising aspect of this Niners season is to you right now, what would you say?
That they have 10 wins. I mean, if you went over it and you kind of described everything that happened without telling me, the outcome of these games, I would have thought this was like a devastating season, like 2020, when, Bosa got hurt in that game in New York, and Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt in that game as well. It's remarkable. I mean, that week 5 game against the Rams, I think, is a great microcosm of this year. I mean, that they should not have won that game. They just had no talent on offense remaining in that one. Everybody knows the list of guys who was missing. It was a huge list. And Nick Bosa is out by then. as well, and they end up winning in overtime. So, like I said, I think that is representative of this season for them. Here's one quick fact, and I made mention of this in yesterday's post in The Athletic. The last year, opponents missed one field goal against the 49ers. This year, they've missed a league-high nine.
Wow.
So, I mean, the 49ers have been unlucky in many, many ways, but they've also enjoyed luck in other ones. And luck is never discount luck. That is right. A key element in any winning team, any playoff team, any Super Bowl team.
No doubt, Matt. We're all excited about the Monday night showdown with the Colts. But I told Steiny going into the Texan game, you know, they were playing with house money. I felt like they had to win by 50 for fans to be ecstatic. But I wanted to see the connection from Ricky and Brock Purdy. And, Matt, boy, did we get it. And I'm fired up about this passing attack because I think it's got to be more dynamic. And Jennings had two touchdowns. They played playoff football. But what does Matt Barrows think of Ricky going in and out? Is that just what it's going to be? Or, do your eyebrows raise when, you know, he makes a great catch and he comes off and goes back in? Where are you at on Ricky and that part of his component to his game?
Yeah, I mean, we saw the Ricky Pearsall experience on Sunday. Great plays, clutch plays, getting open, and getting open by a comfortable margin. That's why Shanahan loves Ricky Pearsall. That's why Brock Purdy likes Ricky Pearsall. He gets open. He creates separation. He is the natural heir to Brandon Ayuk in this offense, but we also saw him take two trips to the blue medical tent. And that's been problematic for him and for the team, and is a big question mark going forward. Because I think it's obvious that the 49ers want him to be the foundation of that wide receiving core, that very, very different-looking wide receiving core next year. It's gone through a sea change in the last couple of seasons. And they would love for him to be the core of that and to sort of dress up the position around him. But I don't know if they can rely on him at this point because he hasn't shown the consistency at this point.
Matt Barrows joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. Make sure you check out his stuff. And also, he had a real – and I want to get into this a little later, Matt, but the story today on the Pro Football Focus grades was very interesting. But I want to ask you about, the mindset of a team, if I can go there with you. You know, you've been covering this team for a while. 2 or 3 years ago, they were a Super Bowl contender. People were saying Super Bowl or bust. They thought they had the best team in the league, or one of them. Last year, things got a little sideways. Like, is there a way for you to explain maybe the way the players are feeling inside the locker room on a year like this year when maybe to a man, some of those guys know that this team might not be as good as 2 or 3 years ago, but they've got exactly the same chance. You know what I mean? Is there any house money feeling that you detect or a difference from a couple years ago?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a couple of years ago, I felt like, especially last year, too, this team knew how good it was. It was almost an all-star team in that there was almost a weight, an onus on them to win. Mm. They didn't go into this season with an onus. I mean, it was more the opposite that, okay, we're going to do this kind of mini rebuild this year. And so, our goals, our expectations aren't as lofty, aren't as weighty as they've been in previous years. And so, I don't know, there's more of a lightness. I don't really know how to describe it perfectly, but you're right. Playing with house money, Kyle Shanahan has said this, that going as far back as the spring, he just felt like there was a grit to this team, a resilience to this team that has showed up in the regular season, showed up in that Rams game I just mentioned. And they've won the close contest this year that they were blowing last year. it's about kind of getting hot at the right time. And, you need to get hot, you need, some of your players to come back from injury, which the 49ers had. You need to, mop up on the weaker teams in the league, which the 49ers have done. Now it starts to get more serious, more challenging with the Colts coming up on Monday and with the Bears and Seahawks after that. This will be a test to see, are the 49ers a good team or are they one of the better teams in the NFC? We're going to find that out coming up, I think.
Yeah, and it's exciting. Matt, on the show, I like to do math, and I got a secret math. A lot of times it's wrong. But I'm looking at this game tomorrow night, the Rams in Seattle, and I'm assuming the Niners have one left the last game of the season with Seattle. So should Niner fan be rooting for the Seahawks to knock off the Rams tomorrow so they can move up or even try to get the division?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's the – I haven't looked at all the scenarios, but that seems like the most direct way that the 49ers could win the division. And this year, winning the division probably means winning that number one seed. And then you would never – it's so ridiculous.
Come on, man.
Think this way. They would never have to leave Santa Clara. They would never have to practice at some shabby, pre-Super Bowl site. They'd be at their favorite facility on their favorite grass throughout. So, I mean, it would be like the stars aligning for them if that were to happen. And maybe tomorrow night we kind of see the Jupiter and Venus and all these celestial bodies start to move into alignment. But, I think that would be the ideal scenario, at least as far as Thursday.
Yeah, the Rams are excited that they might not have to leave the state. Huh? And the 49ers might not have to leave the area.
Wow.
depending on how things shake out. Let me ask you about the Colts game on Monday. And Robert Saleh obviously has really put another imprint on this defense. And the one thing I'm wondering about is, he really seems to attack, in a way, the other team's quarterback. Or, he gives young quarterbacks trouble. Let's put it that way. What does he do against a guy like Phillip Rivers, who he's got one tape of in the last 5 years, and how to go about defending that team right now?
Yeah, I think it's about making Phillip Rivers move. Whether it's being literally flushed out of the pocket or just kind of disrupted, and that's the question for this team. I mean, I don't think that they've done. I'm not going to say I don't think that they have done. They have not done a good job getting to the quarterback this year. I mean, they're on pace to set a franchise low for sacks. Sunday was the fourth game of the season where they had zero sacks, zero takeaways, and they allowed a 100-yard rusher. Against Tennessee, that was okay. Against the Colts and, a good defense – and a really good running back, one of the top three running backs in the league. I don't know whether you can be as compromised on defense as the 49ers have been, and expect to certainly win by the margin that they did. I think it'll be just a tighter, closer, more competitive contest.
Matt, I hope this is not unfair, but I'm just fascinated, and I told Steiny this. If I can interview one athlete, it would be Brandon Ayuk and ask him one question. What did the Niners do, and where did it go wrong? Because to me, they gave you a boatload of money. It's obvious the relationship's been severed. But from your vantage point, Matt, and you cover the team, where do you think the ill feelings came from Brandon after he got that contract from the club?
This is all speculation, because that's the question. And nobody really knows it. I've asked several top team officials, and the answer has been, I wish I knew. The problem is that there's been no communication. There's no way to find out what Brandon Ayuk is feeling, what caused him to feel this way and to sort of fade away. Last year with Devondre Campbell, that was a flame out. I mean, that was just you know, an eruption of emotion, and he was gone. This has been a slower departure. He's run a fade pattern off of this team, and it obviously started. I mean, you could go back to the Super Bowl and his comments after the loss, and then everybody knows about the contract dispute. And even after the contract was done, it was never felt like things were mended with Brandon Ayuk, and so that estrangement has been, you know, a couple of years in the making, really. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, you know, what happened to prompt the 49ers to take away his 2026 bonus, for example. Given, you know, what we've learned since then, you can make the assumption that, okay, he was not taking part in all of the events, the rehab stuff that, you know, he was supposed to.
Right.
And, you know, this team had sunk a lot of money into this guy, and that rehab and doing that properly, is a big part of that. So, you know, that leads to the question, okay, why has Brandon Ayuk, why hasn't he done everything in his power to, you know, rehab and come in and be present, like other guys have, like, you know, Fred Warner is doing right now, for example. And we don't know the answer to that. And I wish we did. It'll be a great, as you said, it would be a nice scoop for whoever is able to do that. The challenge is that Brandon Ayuk is not a communicative person. That's his nature. He's enigmatic in a lot of ways, and you know, that's where we are right now with him.
Matty, he ran a fade route right off the team.
Yeah, thanks.
Guru loved it, and I liked it a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, that's Matt Barrows of The Athletic, covers the San Francisco 49ers. He ran a fade right.
Yeah, that was a four. Yeah.
Oh, man. Disgruntled professional athletes, Goo.
Yeah. This one, I just, like, Steiny, I thought they overpaid him. And again, if you want to tell me, and he alluded to it, that it was the Super Bowl, he still had time to express his opinion and say, I want out of here, before he signed the contract. But you got that bread. And
yeah. Yeah.
That was Pearsall and Jennings.
Hey, Evan, or you, does anybody know offhand, 49ers, so if you're telling me they've got a franchise low, they're going to set a franchise low in sacks.
Right, this is okay.
And they got to be at the bottom of the league in turnovers. What the hell are they, 10-4?
Oh, I'm using your word. What word am I going to use?
Well, they're playing that one double-A schedule.
I mean, that's at the top of the list.
They had three group of five teams on their schedule.
Dude.
But
they had a couple interceptions last Sunday. They didn't get them, but they still beat Tennessee. But Tennessee ran the ball a little bit, Steiny.
Okay, so this reminds me, Evan, of the great Taurean Prince.
My man.
Guru just said, well, they had a couple last week. No, they didn't. Like a rebound, if a shot misses and it comes off and you get the ball, that's a rebound. And they got more than us tonight.
Oh.
I like that one. That was a good one from Torian Prince.
Trying to give Ross Tucker my credit for that Thursday night game. That why is it on Thursday? That's a big one. Sunday night.
No, it has nothing to do with the Thursday night. Oh, see, I was right.
I said that to you yesterday.
The night doesn't matter.
Oh, to me,
the stakes of the game are what are too important.
Yeah, for a Thursday nighter.
So, all right, let's go to 26 here. All right. Let's go to Vince and Hercules. Just get us started. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, you guys. It's nice to talk to you again. I'm still always a little nervous when I talk, but
it's all good, baby. You're good.
I just want to say a couple of things before I forget, and I want you guys' feedback. I got the stats. I mean, I just think that Steve Kerr is a walking contradiction. Mm. If you look at the stats,
Jonathan Kuminga, and I don't want to stay on Kuminga, but I just want to point, if it's all about playing the guys who plays better, Jonathan Kuminga is 12.5, 6.3 rebounds, 2.6 assists, and he's shooting at a 43.8 clip percentage for the season. Moses Moody is 11.6, 3.3, which is half of what Jonathan Kuminga does on rebounds, a point less, 1.5 in assists, which is half of the assists almost, and he's only shooting 41% from the field for the season. Then you go to Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield is at 8.0 points, 2.5, which is four rebounds less than Jonathan Kuminga, 1.7 assists, and he's only shooting 40%. 40%. The only one that is close to Jonathan Kuminga is Podzinski's. He's at 12.1, which is 3/10 lower. He's better in assists at 3.1, but Kuminga's at 2.6. But in the rebounds, Kuminga out-rebounds him by two rebounds a game. But they are identical in their shooting percentage for the field at 43.8. The point what I'm making, it's no way you can justify saying that you go with the guys who play better when Jonathan Kuminga is out playing them guys and he's only played in half the games that they played in. It makes no sense. So I'm with Guru. It's personal. And it's personal, not – people confuse the word personal. If you have a style, and Coach Kerr does have a style, it's personal. It's his personal style. He says Kuminga doesn't fit for whatever reason. He doesn't fit his personal style the way he likes to coach the game of that. I get it, you know, but it makes no sense. One last thing I'm going to say. I know you guys got to cut me off. One last thing. I love what Jason Kidd said about Cooper Flagg the other day. You know, I love the way he brought him along. He just threw the kid out there to the Wolves, and people were – I remember in the beginning of the season, people were laughing at Cooper Flagg, talking about this kid wasn't ready. Oh, man. And look at that kid now. Because the coach allowed the kid to go out there and learn from his mistakes.
Yeah.
What do you guys – got?
Yeah, it's hey, good stuff with the numbers, hey, man.
Vince, that's a fair – couple things. That's a fair thing about – you know, Cooper Flagg, he did. But we've been talking about that a lot. That was the misfortune that Kuminga had of getting drafted on a team where he wasn't one of the top five players right off the bat like Cooper Flagg is. The other thing about, like, there's no doubt Buddy Hield can make a shot right now.
Man.
But I think he still's got to be guarded. And, you know, you can compare Hield's three-point shooting numbers to Kuminga's and Heald's not shooting the ball well, but I think it depends. It's more about can Buddy draw a defender out to the 3-point line, and I think Steve Kerr gives Heald a shot at every game to be hot. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you know I use that word personal, but I don't use the word personal as hate, Stoney. It's not hate. It's just it just feels different. And you know, how many times have we taken calls about pods, the good pods, the bad pods? But the one thing about pods we can all say with our two eyes is it feels like he's afforded a luxury that Kuminga hasn't. And the bottom line is I care about this team and for them to have most points when they play than the other team. And I just feel like what I'm watching, and especially the last two games, that Jonathan Kuminga is not even an afterthought. I don't think this team's good enough like that anymore to make that make sense to me.
Yeah, and that's where, okay, yeah, I don't think they're good enough to not play him. I don't think they're much better without him. I think they've got some moves they got to make, obviously. And I'm more interested in what they're going to do.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The next 15 games until the 15th arrive.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that Kerr is hearing all the questions about the rotation, and I think that he's trying to figure it out. And that's what we're going to be watching for the next 15 games.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
If it makes you feel any better, guys, and I'm sure this is going to make everyone feel better.
Give it to me, Horford, tomorrow.
We don't know about that. Steve Kerr said that Jonathan Kuminga, quote, has been great in practice this last week as he's been out of the rotation. He's working really hard, and I'm going to reward that. He needs to be back out there. So it looks like he's going to play on Thursday.
Nice.
Now everybody can stop being mad, right?
Yes, I agree.
Evan and Steiny, it's not mad.
No, yeah, it is. But you got mad. No. You were mad today.
When?
You jumped down. You were fuming today. You went like this at one point into the microphone.
Hey,
yeah, that was.
Can I say
that
something?
Was a solid
and
rant.
I love Kerr, but I hate the way it was delivered.
Who's that from, Evan?
He brought donuts, and now he's balling in practice. Shocker.
I don't get it. Hold your practice was important.
Yes, well.
Just play him, Evan. I don't like hearing any coach say, Stoddy's really been busted in practice.
But it's just another example of literally whatever he does, people are going to be mad about.
Right. I tell you, it's funny. Okay, so Kuminga's going to play tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to start. I don't know if he's coming off the bench, but It sounds like he's going to play. What do you do the next 15 games? I've got an answer. I've got what I would try. Right. And in fact, I told you this yesterday, but it didn't register. But that's okay. That's okay.
It didn't register.
I would try, and I've said this before, to recreate what you had in the beginning of the year. And go ahead and see if you can get back on track with Curry, Pods, Butler, Kuminga, and Green. And if somebody says, well, you still got pods in there, that's right. I'm starting pods and Kuminga for a reason. Because they both have stunk this year. Because half the fans hate them. And so I'll give those two guys the first crack at it.
Yeah, but Pods.
Plus, that's the lineup that won. That's the lineup.
Pods has not played as bad as Kuminga, though.
That's the lineup where the Warriors were at their best early in the year. So go ahead and give it another try. Steven Jackson says it's the best lineup in basketball.
And just get him in the game. I don't care if it's starting or not. Just, I appreciate that. And
well, that'll come next. Oh, you're putting Kuminga out there with the Scribinis. How's he supposed to?
Just want
to
see him ball.
All right,
watch out, Phoenix.
It's been 5 years.
Watch out, Phoenix.
It's been 4.5 years. You're right, Goo. I want to see him ball, too.
Well, you guys do know the two teams that were interested in coming in this summer, right?
The Kings.
That's right.
And?
Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix, yeah.
So maybe they're trying to feature him.
Oh, look at E.
Thank you.
I thought of that meme where my guy's
trade
pointing
deadline.
To his temple. E. I see you.
Kerr. Showcasing.
Yeah. Playing chess.
Oh, this is the showcase series.
Hey, you. How much time we got? I want to get this off. I don't want to make stuff up. I don't do that.
Well,
then
this should stay
stuff.
For the other side.
Okay.
Because you're going to need more than a minute.
Well, this is sound like Miss Johnson, but all right.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you do for the next month? That's about the time where you can move Kuminga if you want. In the meantime, you got 15 games. What do you want to see? What do you want to see this team do? Steve Kerr accomplish? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank here for you, here for good. It's a Warriors Wednesday, which means it's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And that segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer them on with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.